Greetings, Susan Calder here. How do you see Jesus? Do you think of him as a babe in a manger? Is he your friend, teacher, father? Is he the angry guy that cleared out the temple? Is he the guy that cursed a fig tree that bore no fruit? Or the miracle worker that fed the 5,000? Is he beaten and bloody, hanging on a cross? Do you imagine him, eyes like blazing fire, coming on a white horse and leading the armies of heaven? Do you see him as the faithful and true King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Jesus is all those people and more. When you think of who he is and what he went through for us, who are we that the Lord of Lords and King of Kings left heaven above to pave the way for us to be able to have a relationship with the Holy God? As we get closer to celebrating Easter, I think of the risen Christ, the one we see in Revelation chapter 19, 11 through 16. Let's take a closer look at eight of those descriptive details given by John in the book of Revelation, starting with his fiery, blazing eyes. When Jesus came the first time, he had eyes that wept tears over Jerusalem and over the grave of Lazarus. He had gentle eyes that welcomed children to his lap, compassionate eyes that looked at Peter. But when he returns, we see the powerful, piercing, penetrating, purifying gaze of divine omniscience that sees all and judges rightly. Hebrews 14:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." Description 2. He is also described as having many crowns. When he came the first time, he wore a crown made of thorns, the very curse of sin. He wore the crown of thorns so we could wear his crown of righteousness. But at his second coming, Jesus is wearing all the crowns. He is a supreme, undisputed authority over all. Description 3. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. When Jesus came the first time, we could not even begin to grasp who he was. His glory was hidden. But when he comes again, there will be no doubt. And although Revelation includes names within this description, faithful and true, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, there is still a mysterious name only he knows. The wonder and mystery of the person of Jesus defies our comprehension. He is both known by us and utterly beyond us. Description 4. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. When Jesus came the first time, his garments were soaked in his own blood. But here his blood washes the saints' robes white. And he will now come to spill the blood of his enemies. He is about to wage a righteous battle. Here we see both the price of redemption and the cost of judgment. Description 5. His name is the Word of God. This word is an active force orchestrated by God to accomplish his purposes. John 1:14 tells us the Word became flesh. When Jesus came the first time, he came to reveal God. He was God in human skin. But at his second coming, Jesus comes with a final word, the word of God in judgment. God has spoken and revealed himself. Description 6. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. These armies of heaven are also riding on white horses and dressed in white linen. None of them carried weapons. Is it the multitude of the redeemed or angels? Is it both? In his first coming, Jesus was forsaken even by his friends. But when he returns, the armies of heaven stand with him and for him in countless numbers. He leads, they follow. He wields the power, they share the victory. Description 7. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. When Jesus came the first time, he was pierced by a sword, but now he wields the sword as a conquering king. So total is his authority that his mere word brings instant judgment. When he came the first time, he took God's full wrath upon himself for our sins. But at his second coming, he exercises God's wrath against evil. The winepress pictures the harvest, the crushing of the grapes that causes the juice to flow, and the crushing defeat of God's enemies that will cause their very blood to flow. A day of reckoning is certain, and we must live considering that truth. God will exercise his deserved wrath against those who have refused his offer of mercy. And finally, description 8. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Like a banner accentuating his absolute power and authority, Jesus is King of the highest order. He is a Lord to which all lesser lords must surrender. At his first coming, a mocking but truthful wooden sign was posted over Jesus' cross that said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. But at his second coming, there is no doubt who Jesus is. He is the King, always and forever. Clearly proclaimed in a way all must acknowledge, Jesus comes to establish his eternal kingdom. Amen.